Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're inside the spectacular world of Marilat and craft-made cabinets.
We're breaking away from basic bend-there boxes to find cabinets, doors, and details that are righteous and a real value for any room in the home.
There won't be a wasted space or breath when room-by-room contracting Renaissance man Carl Champley swoops in.
And we'll be singing for our supper when the inimitable singer, songwriter, surfer, author, contractor, and radio TV host Eric Stromer plays along.
So stick your suspense in storage and get ready for real-time reinvention.
Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
It's an inconsequential job I work.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, we drove here together, so I already know the answer to that question.
Well, yeah, and on today's show, we're going to be sharing interviews that we did at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show at the Marilat booth. We talked with Carl Champley and Eric Stromer and some fabulous people from Marilat and Craftmade about new products, gorgeous door finishes and profiles.
I could have spent time, and again, we have to say the word that we're not going to use, booth. It's not a booth.
No, it's not a booth.
It's like 10 high-end kitchens and bath areas.
Yes.
All displayed. It's fantastic.
Gorgeous. We are so lucky that we got to be there. But, you know, before we do anything, we have to announce the winner of the Troy Built Pony Lawn Tractor.
This thing is just a great get.
Well, it's valued at $1,000.
That's a G-note to that some is. Of you in organized crime.
And more than 2,300 people participated in this contest. And if you want to win something cool, too, you can go to My Fix It Up Life and click on free stuff right now and see what we have that's up for grabs right now.
We always have a blast off free stuff.
We do. But I want to read the winning entry for the Troy Built Pony Lawn Tractor.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Can I say what the tractor is? Can I give some specs?
Okay, you can give a check down.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay.
Well, first of all, retail value, about $1,000. You get these at Lowe's, and it is a riding tractor with a 42-inch twin-blade side discharge mowing deck, 7-speed shift-on-the-go tranny, step-through frame for easy on, easy off. It's got a cup holder.
I like that feature.
Yeah, I do too. All steel construction. Accepts fast-attach mulch kit, bagger, bumper, no tools required, two-year limited warranty, 17.5 horsepower.
Well, and it's red.
And it's red.
And I love red. It's a hot color.
And there's a picture of you sitting on one at our Lowe's event.
There is, but I want to read the winning entry.
Do it.
I want to win the Troy Built Pony Lawn Tractor because we use a push mower to mow our lawn, which doesn't work the best because we have patches. When we get a chance, we borrow my father-in-law's string trimmer. This would be perfect, fast, and make our lawn look good. And you know who wrote that?
You know what? I do because I'm looking at it right here.
It's Victor from Milwaukee, Oregon. And I didn't even know there was a Milwaukee, Oregon.
Victor, yeah, congratulations for the tractor. Now I'm going to spend 2 hours making fun of you for having a city name that should be in a different state or a state name
You're
that should be attached to a different city.
You're going to make fun of our winner?
Look,
seriously?
Milwaukee, Oregon, you got to pick one.
No.
You're either Midwest or West.
Well, maybe the other Milwaukee is wrong. Maybe this is the real Milwaukee.
Maybe this is.
Yeah.
That sounds like a new reality TV show.
Yeah. The real Milwaukee?
Hey, Victor from the real Milwaukee.
From the real Milwaukee. Well, I'm pretty psyched about today's show because Carl is lovely. Eric is lovely. And the cabinets from Craftmade and Marilat are just out of this world. I mean, I am so excited about the project that we're going to be doing at our house that we've been arguing about.
Arguing is not the right word.
Discussing intensely.
Yeah.
I want to do...
We're going to argue now.
Well, I want to do the whole vestibule kind of thing in our home.
Yeah, I'm not all the way there with you on that.
Because in our home...
I'm all the way there with you on the mudroom.
Well, in our home, it's a 100-year-old house. It's an American Foursquare. And there are no closets on the first floor of the house. So there's no place to put a vacuum or, you know, put your coat or... You know, when you buy these days toilet paper, you get like 40,000 rolls. There's like no place to put that anywhere in our house.
You know what there is place for?
What's that?
A break.
Okay.
Taking it now. We'll see you with more of my Fix It Up Life. They would know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. I've been wasting time finding reason to marine. As precious time goes by, I sit and wonder why. Why chase a dream? Why not chase a dream?
Okay, you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and we're dream chasing.
We are dream chasing.
I got to not lean on Tim's lyrics so much to bring us back in, but it's because I genuinely like the way that guy writes a song.
You're an Uber fan.
I am an Uber fan.
Yeah, and if you want to be an Uber fan too, go to timwilliams.com, and you can also be an Uber fan.
You can, and this is the first My Fix It Up Life episode in the history of My Fix It Up Life.
What?
Where we've used the term Uber twice.
Okay, now three times.
Or had that letter with the two dots over it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We're going to spend time on that?
Anyway...
Well, Tim Williams also wrote the My Fix It Up Life song, so go check it out on iTunes. And we are joined by another Teresa.
So this is going to be awesome out of the gate.
Yeah, Mark is sitting between two Teresas right now.
Teresa Junkin, which
did
is...
Did we say that right?
I did, because I asked specifically who's the director of brand marketing for Craftmade.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to tell us what's new with Craftmade.
I am going to tell you what's new. And, you know, Craftmade's all about Uber style and design.
Yes.
Yes. Seriously?
Yes.
Seriously.
You said it was going to be a good show.
Yeah.
And boom, there it is.
Out of the gates.
Out of the gates.
She's, you know.
This is, I got to write it down. This is the Uber episode.
She's being very nice to you.
I know.
Did you give her $20?
I always give her $20.
I'm going to get rich here.
You are going to get very rich. Every time you say Uber, who's going to give you $20?
Could I get $19 change?
It's going to take a while for me to get rich again.
Yeah, it'll take quite some time. So what are you showing off here? I want to know what you're showing off and what you are in love with here at Craftmade.
Well, first, we are showing off our largest product launch ever.
Mm-hmm.
Over 30 doors, 25 finishes, just great product. And if you saw the show, you'd see a lot of painted cabinetry. And across the whole booth, you'd see four different design trends that we're going after.
Okay.
So the big trends are a soft modern, so not as hard as modern, but soft modern.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the soft modern.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Super modern's kind of hard, austere, sharp corners. This is going to take the edge off a hair.
Absolutely.
I like it.
And then you can see coastal. It's a little bit soft, too, but still a nice, clean feel.
I like to swim, so I'm into that.
There you go.
You're going to swim with your cabinets?
No. I swim in front of them. My palatial beach home.
Oh. I had you, like, envision you, like, chaining them behind you, like, taking an ocean swim.
That's a Jack LaLanne move when I'm in the English Channel. Teresa, I have a rich fantasy life.
He does have a very rich fantasy life. But number three, trend.
Don't worry. I've got a reply for that one, too. I don't even know what it is. And get ready.
We'll see if it plays into this one. Modern farmhouse.
That is us to a T.
Yeah?
Yeah. We call our style formal farmhouse. So there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, we really do.
And the last trend is heritage. So it's a classic trend also.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So everything here sort of falls into one of those four categories.
Yes, we built all the new product along those four design trends.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about them, and we see that going forward. And in our next launch, the new trend will be fresh traditions.
Oh, fresh traditions.
Yes.
Now, how is that different than heritage?
Well, it's still traditional, but you're going to see a little bit cleaner, more modern lines.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You might see a traditional cleaned up door style with some modern hardware, that type of thing.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very
and,
cool.
And you mentioned painted cabinets earlier. What's the color palette that you're reaching for? Is it like a hard, bright colors, or is it a pickling, or where does it land?
Pickling.
Yeah, you know where you can see the wood grain through?
Yeah, I know. Like a glazed finish?
Yeah, pickled.
Pickled.
You know, there's a couple. We've gone away from just the whites and the creams that everybody's used to seeing. And there's some very bold colors. So we have cardinal red and onyx.
Love.
So you got red and black. So
love,
very
love,
deep
love.
Colors.
Yeah.
I might actually stand up for the rest of this.
I love the red and I love the black, by the way.
Yes.
Did I say I love it? Yes,
you got to know where you're going in your design.
Oh, you have to have design confidence
like
for
yes.
those.
Yes. And a lot of times it's a feature that you're using the bright colors with.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do an island or you can do a china hutch, that type of thing.
Nice.
So as an offset.
Exactly. So you have more than one color in your kitchen.
I like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would need help choosing that, to be honest with you.
Well, that's why you're married to me,
yeah,
darling.
Yeah, I mean, I would need your help. But if I were by myself, I would go in and I'd say...
It would look like Rainbow Bright decorated your kitchen. You're like, I love all of these. Like, I love, like, 10 different finishes. So
color,
you would have...
Color not my strong suit.
Everything. It would look kind of like a showroom, but not really well designed.
But that's why we have wonderful designers you can go to.
Oh, I like that.
Can you tell us about that a little bit? I'm all about using a professional designer.
Okay. Well, there's great... And CraftMade sold through our different dealers, and they have wonderful designers there. Also at Home Depot and Lowe's. And so you could go there and work with the designers through those home centers also.
Oh, yeah. There's Home Depot and Lowe's, like... all over the place.
Yeah, they're pretty smart about locating them near you.
I think I heard a statistic like 90% of those stores, 100% of those stores are within 5 miles of 90% of American homes.
Wow.
Wow. Can you believe that? You never have to go more than 5 miles, basically, to get to a Lowe's or Home Depot.
And to get to a kitchen designer.
For CraftMade cabinets.
Perfection.
Absolutely.
Yeah, perfection.
It's almost like I planned this.
It's almost like you planned it.
But not like I planned it. If I planned it, it'd be good.
So everything that you're showcasing here, is it available now, or do we have to wait for some of it to be able to purchase it?
It's all available right now.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can go to the website, too, and check it out, craftmade.com.
Craftmade.com, absolutely.
Craftmade.com
with a K.
And check it out. And shop. You can go online and shop for whatever cabinet style you like.
Yes. And since I am the chief technical officer here at My Fix It Up Life, I know all about that stuff.
I don't think you are.
I'm going to ask you about your app.
Oh, you're going to ask me about my app.
Yeah, because I know all about that stuff. You're looking at me like there's no way he's serious.
There's no way he's serious.
Oh, no, I believe it.
Trust that instinct.
Yeah, I believe it.
I'm not. The internet shuts off sometimes when I'm around.
It literally does. He's got like the force field of anti-technology around him.
I thought he was sucking all the power.
Maybe that's it.
Oh, he draws the power. Yeah, there you go.
We will tell the Jack story later.
Yes,
our son,
we will.
Jack.
Yeah. Now, the app. Tell us about
it. Yeah, we have an app. It's called Craft My Style.
Ooh.
And it's a design tool app. You can make inspiration boards. So when you're designing a room or a kitchen, you might go out and find tile that you like, colors you like, cabinets, doors that you like, that type of thing. It allows you to go take pictures. And you can drop the pictures into a collage. So you can take that collage, you can share it on Facebook with your friends, get feedback. You can email it to your designer and give the designer a good idea of, you know, what you're looking for. Maybe there's certain colors you like, things that inspire you, that type of thing. So
that is amazing because, you know, gone are the days of just looking through magazines and having to go to showrooms. But you can actually be inspired by what you love in the world.
Exactly.
That is so good.
And you can communicate it digitally in real time with a real person.
Yes.
Yes, and get
How
feedback.
How much time does that
yeah.
save? I mean, seriously.
Well, it's the organization portion of it, too. And you can keep it all on your phone or...
Oh, you know, yes. Long ago I used to have so many different like magazine clippings and stuff I'd keep in little folders, and then I would forget where I kept the folder and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So much easier.
Yeah, because it takes a long time to accumulate all that data, that inspiration, that I like that color, I like that door style, I like those brackets.
Exactly.
And then put it all into one cohesive package. And we're going to have to put a cohesive package together for taking a break.
We will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Why say something you don't need? If I could say the words and say this now, I would sway my heart, but I don't know how. I'm changing my conviction. Grandma West said, leave me resting right now. Last empties as I feel, running up this endless hill.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Get in the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear.
You are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and here we are inside the Maryland booth.
We are
having a great time.
We are having a fabulous time, and we were just doing the little ring thing that we do sometimes.
Yes, sort of a Wonder Twin power to activate.
I call it marriage power.
Yes.
Where we touch our wedding rings.
Yeah.
And then we pull back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never liked the Wonder Twin characters on the Super Friends. Do you know who I'm talking about? Guest of ours, friend of the show, friend of Arles. Carl Champlin.
I was feeling a little left out. I've got one too, but
I can do it.
There we go. Yeah, okay. We just got to do the fifth, like macho, you know, hey, how you doing?
Just let us puck up a bit
first. Yeah, exactly.
Slight adjustment.
Yeah. We got to break each other's hands.
Your muscles just got so huge. I don't think there's room for me to sit next to you guys.
How do you stay in shape? How do you, you're just in ripping shape.
Mate,
you show up like this, don't you? Just that's it. That's what he does. He wakes out of bed and he's like, hi, I'm Carl Champley. How are you doing? I'm fine.
No, man, I think I'm less like yourself. You know, there's so much going on. Life's busy. And, you know, in the trade that we're in, it's just go, go, go from morning till dark. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been one that's... I used to teach martial arts years ago. You know, I'd probably fall over.
I just hate you.
That's a long time ago now. But really,
I've never
been a gym person. And I'm fortunate I've followed my father, who's relatively slim.
Right.
You know, I think it's just genetic.
What martial arts?
Goju Kai, Japanese. One of the oldest forms that exist on the planet today.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
No, Goju Kai, our Shihan was like 10th Dan, which is the highest ever reach. He just passed away at 107.
Wow.
And he was still dancing around in the dojo, which is like the studio, at 105 years old.
You've got to be kidding me.
No,
that is absolutely amazing.
It's good, and I'm wanting my little boy to get involved because it's like 90% defense. So it's all about discipline, and it's just, you know, defense is great.
And forgive me if I don't know the exact, I don't mean to diminish it in any way, but some styles are hard punching like Taekwondo, you know, break your face off,
yeah.
And others are more passive like a Kung Fu.
Yeah, it's a little more like that. Taekwondo is Korean, and it's a little bit more offensive. Mm-hmm. It's very much wah, 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 where we basically look at that, and if it's coming, you learn to just pass that by and enjoyable. Live an enjoyable life. And the big thing, too, it's runate, and it's really to understand if there's any conflict or anything, just to stay clear of it, you know?
I'm just like that.
That's a good way to live life.
It is a good way to live life.
It really is. I mean, it's that, like, the Art of War is at that book, where you just use, you know, the aggressions to just, like, you want to...
Oh, the Art of War. The easiest fight to win is the one you're not in.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. And, you know... Here we are talking about martial arts, but really it applies to everything we do in life, I think. You know,
just
with business and with everything that we do. You know, someone comes a little bit strong, it's like, well, we don't quite need that. And
I'm just going to punch you when you're not looking, though.
See, my husband...
jealousy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care how much, you know, if you're not looking, it's going to hurt. You know what I'm saying?
There's no, we don't quite need that in our...
Did I say that publicly?
Yeah, you did.
Man, I'm never going to take my eyes.
I wouldn't.
Oh, no.
No, I'm going to follow you out of here. Oh, I'm so kidding, of course.
So you have a radio show that airs every Saturday at 2, is that correct?
It's 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific. So East Coast, it's 2.
Yeah, East Coast and at 2.
And I've seen you filming around the Kitchen and Bath show, too. And where are all those videos going to appear?
That's going to be going to accompany the website, Home Live Radio, and... You know, again, it's like you guys, it's our job to really share with the public what's new in Butte for 2011 and 12. And because it's interesting what I've learned over the years, what people want. It's like, what's new, what's innovative, what can save me money? And something you guys have probably noticed too is that this year there's a lot of great stuff, a lot of stuff we've already seen, but the focus is very much green, but what's affordable and what can be done themselves, you know, so I find it very do-it-yourself friendly, don't you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. It really is a focus here at the show about, you know, making it accessible and having solutions that make sense for people who are on a budget.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are staying in their homes and wanting to upgrade but not wanting to spend too much money and trying to max out, you know, what their space they have in their homes too.
Yeah, very true. Like a couple of products, for example, Blum, who I really like. They've got, like, you know, you can pop out your old door hinge in a kitchen cabinet, put their new hinge in, and all the mechanism for soft closing, you know, everything is in that hinge. It's inexpensive. Anyone can do it. Kohler, I have 3 Kohler bathrooms at home, and I did the DTV, the digital thermostatic valve, the 2.
Yeah.
You have that at your home?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, we saw that today.
My goodness.
It's complex. It's great. And I think, you know, people can do it themselves if they really follow the step-by-step. But they're smart. They came out with the new one where it's a smaller unit, which utilizes a half-inch line that comes in. Mm-hmm. So people can still get that spa-type experience with little money.
I like that. That's very smart.
Very cool. And, and of course, you're constantly building something somewhere.
Yeah.
What is the project of the week?
We're very much alike in many ways, aren't we? Because you guys are too.
It's true. It's true.
Well, I've, you know, I think typical contractor, as my wife reminds me, that we've finished our house, but there's still the little bits and pieces. I've got the driveway, I've got the landscaping to do. And that's the that ultra-modern green home that I just finished. So there's always little things to tinker with.
Oh, the punch list.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice because last 3 years it's held me hostage, but now it's done. You know, it just frees me up to get involved more actively in the industry, which is great. And I kind of still was then too, but I was writing a book in the middle of it. And like, you know,
can you
know
say
that's
when
like.
The book comes out? Can you talk about
it's,
it?
Yeah, you can pre-order it now. It's called Same Place, More Space, and it will be on the
Same
shelves.
Same Place, More Space?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Good title, isn't
it?
It kind of says what the book's about. It's like, you know, I did the show Wasted Spaces. It's kind of similar to that. And I did it because I'm just getting slammed with people wanting more. How to find and how to utilize, you know, wasted space within their homes. You've got a 10,000 square foot home or a 300 square foot home, you still need extra space. So that's why I've done it for the people, you know.
And when's the book out?
It's due out anywhere from July to October. It'll be on the shelves.
Oh, that is so good.
Maybe you could swing back around with us then.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about what's in it and all that
stuff. I will put a copy in your lap.
Please do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I love the books that you guys have put out, and I am going to return the favor.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
We like it.
Well, and you just came back from New York, too. What were you doing up in New York?
I was in New York for a couple of weeks. So I was judging a big home improvement makeover there the first week, which was a lot of fun. And the second week, I've been a fan of this company for many years, and they approached me to be their spokesperson for Benjamin Moore Paints.
Oh, I love Benjamin Moore,
Yeah, and I really do. You know, you look at their facility, and it's just, they're off the grid. It's all solar panels. And you know what? They're really
They're in New Jersey?
In New Jersey, yeah.
They're off the grid. Yeah. I know where that place is.
Yeah, Montvale or something, New Jersey. But it's really impressive.
I don't know the town. I know, anyway, it's like an hour or two from our house.
And when it comes to green technology in the paint world, they're right up there. And like a lot of companies will claim that they're green, but they're, you know, they'll tint the paint. The tint's not green. And they have got it to where they can be zero, you know, VOC. So, you know, they're a great organization. I'm just really proud to be a part of those guys. So we shot 20 how-to videos.
20?
For their website, which will be under, like, the Paint Guru. And it's really, as a contractor's point of view, you know, I think a lot of people can go out there and slap on some pretty paint, but as you know, it's all down to the preparation.
Always.
And organization and preparation. That's where the hard work is. And I think, what's the point of painting something if you haven't prepared it very well, painting over mold and mildew and, flaky wall? Because in a couple of years, it's going to come down on you. So it's all the preparation.
So have you, in those videos, have you talked about, you know, drywall repair and how to fix a hole and all those different things?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
That's huge. That is huge.
Very helpful.
It is. And I think you and I, we don't think that much of it because we know. But again, there's a lot of people listening in. Take the hat off to them. They're doing it.
Yeah.
But they've got a different profession and they're thinking, well, I've never done this before. So, yeah, they need that information, don't they?
I had to figure out how to paint when someone was crazy enough to hire me. Sure, I can paint that. Doing a lousy job. This is hard. It is. Painting's very difficult.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's easy, but it's, you know, you
might
paint.
It's one of those things that anybody can do, but not everybody can do well.
You've got to know the techniques.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the other topics, if you can talk about it, for those videos? Or were they mostly you just standing there being charming? Hi, Carl Champley.
No, that never happened.
You are so charming.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah.
I think you're looking at your husband or in a mirror or something. But
if you don't know who Carl Champley is, you have to go to carlchampley.com and check him out because he is a very handsome man.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Okay, forget about paint.
Please. There's a camera here. You just cracked the lens and something's going wrong with the audio.
Where do you get your shirts? Because we've been talking behind your back.
Well, and you guys are about the same size, too.
You just send me some old ones.
So whatever you purchase, can you just send him one, like in a different color?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's funny. Every time I come to Vegas, I find the best shirts here.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I bought this a couple of days ago in Vegas, yeah.
Nice.
It's just got, like, the embroidery there. And I'll tell you a little secret.
It's very subtle.
Just so the ladies can touch it as they go by.
Because I want to touch your shirt.
Nothing wrong with that.
I do. I want to touch your shirt, but I'm sitting with my husband, so I will be respectful. But when he's not watching, I will touch his shirt.
And we're all going to be respectful to each other. And as life continues, as we take a break, we'll be back with more in a minute from My Fix It Up Life.
Well, I'm feeling fine sitting in your sidewalk chair as the daylight fades on the park we swear.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores. Stores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Back inside My Fix It Up Life, and it is rare that we're joined by the singer of our bumper music.
Isn't that fantastic? Who is that?
That is the best song I ever heard.
Ever.
It is. It's really, really good.
Of all music.
Eric Schirmer.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I got to tell you, I'm thrilled to be here, and I'll tell you, there's a couple of reasons, but namely, today is my birthday.
Hey!
No way! Yeah,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
14. Yeah. I knew you were delusional, but I mean, that is all the way.
Yeah.
No, but it really is.
It really is your birthday?
Yes, it is. And I'm a Taurus, just so you know.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So
there you,
decided to spend time with us on your birthday.
I did, yes. I'm here in beautiful Las Vegas. How have you guys enjoyed the show so far?
We have been enjoying it quite a bit.
We have, but it's mostly been through talking with folks like you and getting to see, we're inside the Merrill-App booth right now.
Yeah, we're kind of treating it sort of like, you know, everyone we interview are correspondents around the show. So we're like, so what have you seen? Because we haven't seen a whole lot. So then we go
find. You rely on them to get your intel.
Exactly.
Intel.
We come right here, set up the show, talk to some people, do some stuff.
So everyone we get to talk to brings us another new product that we haven't seen, then we go and look at that.
Well, and coincidentally, I'm bringing you a product as well, and here it is. It's a piece of CoreGuard
here
at the Merrill-App booth. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Fantastic.
I want to use that in a project coming up at our house.
Yeah, why not? because then the sink base doesn't deteriorate. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, for a different kind of project, though, not just for a sink base, but I want to do, I want to put our kitty litter box inside of a cabinet.
And that's
then,
a great
and
idea.
And then do a kitty litter, kitty door on the side of it.
Yeah.
And so then the core guard, you know, the kitty has the, you know, the litter goes
it
everywhere.
It can become like a cat box.
Makes a little messy.
Sink base.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
This is a huge, huge, it's life changing, this idea.
Well, yeah. Is it wrong of me to say I want the cats to stay in there?
it is wrong of you to say that. I think Jessica, our producer, will turn your mic off because she's a cat lover. She will not want you.
She's got her hand on the dial right now.
I have a beautiful cat named Jack,
and
I'm going to now put him in my cabinet.
Evidently, we share the same relationship with
right.
our cats.
Mark has three cats, actually.
Yeah, really? Mark has three cats. I've got three cats.
Spot Face, Rowdy, Rowdee, and Squirt, Skwert.
Yeah.
Very
and,
nice.
And I just sit with them and pet them with
he
my
does.
Afghan
just
like, over my
like
lap.
A James Bond villain, right? yeah.
Yeah, and he watches preteen shows,
that's
too.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, conveniently, even though it's actually been difficult for us to be in the same place at the same time,
yes.
you're doing presentations on the other side of the Maryland.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And it's probably the nicer side of the track.
Well, they call it the upscale side of the Maryland.
I'm going to consider this the awesome side. I see the line painted down.
Like, that's Maryland, and then this is considered Maryland adjacent in the neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What
really?
Happens over there? Because I see
are you guys going to, like, arm wrestle?
Well, no, it's a gated community.
Is that because they want to keep you in there, or they want to keep us out?
There's a picture of me on the wall that says, don't
There's
bother.
A big X
right.
through it. Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Oh,
I'm not allowed to watch it.
No. We're talking about a couple of great products that these guys have. One is this CoreGuard, which I think is great. And then, you know, all sorts of other cats. You know, like, one of the trends at the show this year I'm finding, it's that next generation scenario where, you know, mom and dad are getting a little bit older. Maybe they're going to move back in the house with you.
Right.
Which I think is going to happen in my life, which is why
yeah.
you know, I'm really paying
You're
attention
totally
to this.
Tuned into it.
Yeah, because grandma shows up and, you know, she doesn't want to stand anymore because she's got the walker. So she sits down and cuts the pork roast instead of old school when she used to be able to really stand well.
Pretty
soon we're going to build a guest house for them in the back. And then, you know, this is where we are. And I think kitchen designers are starting to honor the idea, you know, either via the economy where we have to kind of all combine forces or just because people are getting older and living longer. Right.
Right.
So that's kind of the thing that I'm really, really paying attention to, you know. And also my daughter loves to cook with me while I'm preparing the meal. So they've got lower counter height tops for her. And then I got the regular size. So it's really kind of cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
that is really smart.
Which also stays consistent with your musical narrative of being a big deal in your own backyard.
And that's about it there.
I don't care that you're here. I can't get that song
out of my
head.
It's amazing.
It's an incredible song.
I thank you so much, and I really enjoyed making the record, and it's doing pretty good.
Is it really?
It should be.
I'm excited for you.
I
wouldn't say it.
So where can people go and find
Airstrom? You go to iTunes and get it. You can go to Amazon. It's everywhere.
And it's called Fix It Man?
Fix It Man,
yeah. You should check it out because we love the song.
I'm so grateful.
And
thanks
your favorite thing, their favorite line is, they wouldn't know my name if it wasn't written on my shirt.
Yeah, because, you know, with kids, you realize that that's it. You know, you're the hero at home. So I'm pretty much that guy.
For the simple things.
For the simple things.
Because
if I'm not there, then they don't have food.
Right.
And so I'm basically like a hero in my own.
But you've got these great lines and summed up in great lyrics. You know, you're a hero if you hit a wiffle ball across the yard.
Yeah. Right.
Like, every guy's felt that. Like, oh, yeah, you're 7 years old. Wham!
Yeah.
You smash it, and they're like.
Yeah, my son thinks I'm like an incredibly talented basketball star. You know, and basically I can.
Well, you are, right?
Well, no.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, he thinks I am, so this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I can think that, too, because I've never seen you play basketball.
Well, you would realize it was not at all.
Well, of course, the double entendre, or the double meaning is that you are important. Every parent is important to their child's life.
That's very
true. That's a wonderful message.
It really is. And here's the latest with my son, Wyatt, who's 13. He said, Dad, I'm going on my first date. And I was like, great, who's coming to get you? When's the mom going to show up? Oh, no, she's going to pick me up in her own car. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? And so this woman pulls up, literally like this beautiful woman in a big pickup truck, and gets out and is like, hi, is Wyatt here? And I'm like,
no.
And it's like a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, I mean, no way.
Yes.
Is part of you like high-fiving inside and part of you is scared out of your mind?
Yeah, both reactions. Yeah, because
what do you do? Do you just stand there in the door and hope something else
happens? What does your wife do?
She, like a meteor land?
She actually is a little freaked out. You know, like what is wrong with this girl, or is this kind of awkward, you know?
Now, is your son sort of like looks older for his age?
You know, he's a real... There was just a big talent show at the school, and he's an amazing break dancer, and he does all that crumping stuff. And,
Yeah.
And so I think he kind of made people nuts, and I think he's now kind of like a little star in his
school. Oh, he's hot stuff.
I think so, yeah. So that's...
I'll lick that apple far from a tree.
Uh-huh.
Sure, people are walking by. Stromer's sitting here. People are walking by. I saw one lady's jaw actually hit the floor. She had to bring it with
like
her.
It's like a cartoon.
Like she dropped a bag. And she,
If you don't know Eric Stromer, go to ericstromer.com and check him out.
So, yeah, thank you.
It'll
yeah.
be well worth it.
Yeah, there's some great stuff.
There is. And what are you working on right
now? I'm doing a new show on A&E that we're just going to start shooting in 2 weeks. And it's kind of a family show with my brother and I.
Your brother?
We're both contractors. And then a third designer. And it's basically like American Idol meets Home Improvement. And we're going to vote on the ugliest house in America. And then people will show up with their pictures and their pleas.
Right.
To try and get us to remodel their house for them. And there may be some talent involved.
You know,
it may come down to, like, your house is really ugly, yours is too, but who sings better?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's actually
now, if somebody's listening and they want to enter their home, where do they go?
I think at this point it'll be through, let me think what production company it would be. It would be, I guess, Ellen Rakuten, ERE Productions you would contact.
Okay.
You know, and just say we'd like to enter our house. It's so darn ugly. Please come. Yeah.
You and your brother.
Yeah.
What's your brother's name?
His name's Kurt.
Kurt.
And Kurt and I have worked. It was one of those things where we pitched the show.
Uh-huh.
I walked into the office to pitch the show, and the network was kind of like, you know, we're really not interested in what you want to do. We're kind of more along the lines of a family show, you know, something like Pawn Stars, you know, where there's like a relationship.
Yeah.
And so my manager's like, oh, he has a brother. And I'm like, well, no, we actually have thrown each other's tools off the truck. We actually don't get along. Oh my God, really? You know,
the drool starts coming and
everyone starts getting hopped up. So this
there's
is the
tension
idea.
Already. Yeah, we don't have to create it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you guys
punch each other.
So,
in the
face. We literally worked together for years, and it was one of those points where it would be like, if you don't come to work on time again, I'm going to not only call mom, but I'm going to kill you. You know, it's like that.
I'm going to kill you on the phone with mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So as soon as you said your brother, the first question I had was, how much of the show is not profanity?
None.
Well, what about the designer?
The designer is we're just casting a designer right now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So we're down to a couple of different choices, but, you know, we'll see. She's going to have to be a strong...
He's just nodding towards me.
Do you have a... Can you stand to be with siblings that kill each other? Maybe.
Are
you
going to stand to be with
me? I'm married to Mark.
I mean, it's like living inside an Iron Maiden.
That's seriously?
You know? Yeah.
I have a lot of tolerance for that kind of behavior.
Right.
Yeah,
no, that's interesting. Let's talk about that.
Okay. That sounds really good.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Do you guys punch each other in the face or anything? Is there a lot of wrestling and scrabbling and stuff?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of that. And you know, he's really like the Felix to my Oscar, you know, in The Odd Couple.
Right.
He's like the anal retentive carpenter that takes 20 minutes to just prepare to do something.
I don't know what that's like.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sort of the guy that's just grabbing like a spatula to try and turn a screw or something. Whatever I can find, I do it. So there's a tremendous amount of tension from that.
You're like Tim Gunn. You're a make it work moment.
That's
you just
right.
take whatever's
that,
there.
Whatever's there.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
You're going to blow this place out, whatever it is, whatever the problems are, you're going to fix them.
Yep.
And just go to town.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, and no matter where it is in the country.
Yeah, we'll do it across the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, people are going to want to enter their houses for
this. I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you'll have to let us know, like, if there's a Facebook page that comes up or any of that
we'll
kind
do.
Of stuff.
We're still very early on and not even shooting the first one for a couple of, like, a month and a half, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And that's going to be on A&E.
A&E. I would look for it probably early next year.
Early next year. Yeah. Well, we will look for that. And we're going to look for our break right now, darling. Would you like to go with me to that?
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Eric, play us out.
Ain't no job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Wasn't supposed to be like this.
It was supposed to be like this. It actually was supposed
to be
like this.
It was supposed to be like this, and you are inside my Fix It Up Life.
You are, and I'm having one of the lovey-dovey moments right now.
Oh, you know, I always get in trouble
You overdo them. They last too long. People don't want that. It's a little high school PDA-ish. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
It is true love, though, just awash in one of those moments.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
Oh, maybe we'll smooch later.
Maybe we will.
But we won't smooch right now.
No.
Because we have a special guest joining us.
We do.
Yeah.
Our friend. I like talking with you.
I do too.
Susan Cross from Marilat.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we're excited to be here too because you guys have an awesome booth here at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
We are very proud of it. You know, we love a chance to show off. And whenever we have a chance to come to a trade show, what better forum to show off new products, beautiful style, great functionality, and beautiful design.
Well, and all of the setups here, they feel like home, too. Walking around here, it feels like you're in someone's home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice, too. I like that.
Thank you. You know, we have three brands that we represent here from the cabinetry side. Craftmade, you'll be talking a little bit about that later on. And I know you spoke with our friend Ed Sanders about Craftmade recently as well.
Yes.
And we have Marilat next to Craftmade, and then, of course, our Quality Cabinets brand. And we bring them each to life in the way that they are messaged to the consumer. So we're lining those up next to each other. But we're trying to show all kinds of different spaces. So kitchens and baths mean different things to different people. We want to show that.
Well, you told us earlier that there's a story behind the Quality Cabinets brand.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody else knows that story.
Sometimes we think the Quality Cabinets brand has been one of our best-kept secrets,
ooh,
to be quite honest with you. So it's kind of fun to be on the big reveal, right, with Quality Cabinets.
Yeah.
Actually, Quality Cabinets has been around since the late 1960s.
Uh-huh.
The best part about Quality right now, it's really been focused as a builder brand for a while. What we're doing this year is we're bringing it into the forefront for consumers. So if you want to buy quality cabinets brand, you still need to go to an authorized dealer or builder throughout the United States, and we've got that information on our website. But what we're doing...
While you're, I'm sorry to interrupt you. While you're saying it, what is the website that people
Very easy to remember, qualitycabinets.com.
I can remember that.
Yes, I think you can.
Of course, I'm going to write it
He's
down.
He's going to write it down anyway. Yeah.
Dot you com. Know? Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Com.
You're all set. You're all set. You know what? Style and functionality can be achieved on a budget, and that's what we're really trying to show with the Quality Cabinets brand. We took a little bit of a different approach. Instead of just focusing on brand new product, and there's a lot of beautiful brand new finishes and door styles and things in the space, what we actually tried to do was create a small environment. So it looks like a loft or an urban loft when you go in there. We don't have the second floor completely finished, right? So it's kind of like the stairway to heaven, you know? But it's beautiful. And small homes are getting smaller, right? Just because spaces are getting smaller does not mean that they shouldn't act larger or that that the functionality of the space should be compromised. So we think creative use of product, creative use of those accessories like pull-out drawers and silverware, dividers.
So important.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
You can still have that on a budget. And you can use cabinetry in every nook and cranny of a small space to create space.
Well, I'm a huge fan of using cabinetry because we have built-ins in how many different rooms in our house?
Two.
We use them. We don't have closets in our master bedroom.
We have the old house, like Jeff Devlin was saying earlier, you know, the old house syndrome. There's no place to put anything.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. And then so we have built-ins everywhere instead of having to do furniture. And I don't – when our baby – when we were expecting our baby – excuse me.
Yes, you're about to sneeze?
No, I'm about to like –
Oh, great. Yeah, that's awesome.
When we were expecting our baby, you know, you go out,
you
buy all the furniture and everything for the baby, and then you have to, just a few years later, then go buy new furniture for the toddler. We did built-ins instead for him so that he can grow into his space, which I think is a really cool thing. And then trying to use all of the things like the cutlery trays and stuff like that as organization inside for all of the other things in your life, too, because you can use them for more than just what they're intended for.
And you know what? I think that's one of the beauties of all of our brands. If you're looking to do that on a budget, Quality Cabinets can absolutely help you do that as well. So it's fun, and we love to challenge designers to come up with new ways to make small spaces bigger without sacrificing real living that needs to take place in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that.
And one of the great things about using cabinets, as Teresa was just describing, is that no matter how you live, neatly or sloppily, no matter what it is, it's behind a door.
Oh, yeah. That's like a clutter-free area.
The only way to have a messy room is to leave the door open. I mean,
and you notice a cabinet door standing open, right? So
that's
you're
right.
likely to go by and give that a shut, and it works out really
exactly.
well.
Exactly, yeah. It makes mommy happy.
Absolutely.
I have to say.
Absolutely.
Now, to appease the ADD in me, and to make a little ham-handed segue here, there are other elements, and we were playing around earlier here at the corner store element that you've reconfigured since the last time we saw it.
Absolutely. So corner store is a Merillat brand product. Corner store is one of our new innovation products in the Merillat brand family. It totally rethinks the way you use the corner of your kitchen. So the old Lazy Susan, out. In corner store. No more pinching your fingers, no more spinning things around, stuff dumping off the back of the Lazy Susan to live forever in the corner of your cabinet because you can't reach back there, and all those kinds of things. Corner store is a unit that fits right into the corner. It has three stacked drawers in the center. It has two pullouts on the side, each having three shelves. Two of those are adjustable for different heights. And the great thing about it is you can put it, take those units and use them separately. So those pullouts can be on a corner. You can install it in an island. Another way to adapt an island for function.
Yeah, and which is the way it is here. And I'll try to paint the word picture.
And for everyone listening, to our show, you can go to Merillat.com and
Absolutely.
Check it out. So that you want to get the visual for what it is, even though your description is just...
Yeah.
Spot on. It still is hard because everyone's used to the Lazy Susan and what that looks like.
Right, and it changes the countertop shape, too, such that a person can actually
walk into the corner mm-hmm. and reach, and it's great in an island, reach all the way across.
Exactly.
Put out a plate, take up a glass, and be part of the conversation rather than 14 miles away.
You know, yeah, and that corner usually ends up being just stuff that you don't ever use all the way in the corner, too. So it actually makes it usable again.
Oh, Marilette's all about functional innovation. Mm-hmm. You know, you're paying for an entire kitchen. Let's use the whole space, right? So if we can have cabinetry and countertop reconfiguration that allows that to happen, all the better.
Very cool.
And the pull-out drawers, are they going to be more suitable for things like cookie sheets and that kind of thing?
They could be if you put those in flat. What we are showing them here at the show, we've propped them out with big, deep bowls. You can put small appliances in them. On the pullouts on the side, you could put things in spices. You could put other kinds of baking things that you might use that stand up. All those things that you don't use all the time but you want to keep handy. Salt and pepper shakers, the tall ones, the decorative details, all those kinds of things.
Well, and the thing, too, is if you're not organized in your kitchen, you'll end up buying the same thing over and over and over again until you one day, like, do a spring clean and you clean it all out and you're like, I didn't even know I had four bags of flour, or I didn't know that I had three canisters of baking powder, whatever it is. So.
Same is true in the workshop. I know guys who have like 15 caulk guns.
Because they're not organized. Yeah.
They've only used every one of them once, and then it's gone.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah, so it is a savings to you for time and organization, but also for the investment in all the extra stuff that you don't need.
We like to say the kitchen is the heart of the home. If you can organize the kitchen in such a way that the heart is beating very strongly, the rest of the house is doing pretty well, too.
Ooh.
And we're going to have to take that wonderful poetic thought into a break. We'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose real wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
And you are at the end of My Fix It Up Life show. But don't forget to go to myfixitupLife.com. Check out what we're giving away. Click on free stuff.
Check out our videos.
On YouTube and on Ustream. And send us an email at info@myfixitupLife.com with your home improvement questions.
And your home improvement triumphs. We want to know what you're doing, whether you're having trouble with it, or you're just knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. If you figured something out, if you have a tip or a trick that can help us and help everyone else save some time and some headaches in their home improvement projects, please share them with us. You can share them in an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
You can share them on Facebook.
Or send us a message on Twitter, too, and it's MyFixItUpLife there as well.
That's right. You can like us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter, and you like us on Facebook.
And you can love us on the radio.
You can every Saturday at 10 a.m.
East Coast time,
baby.
East Coast.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yes, you are making us a top pick in the home improvement category.
Yeah, right
and
now.
And we love you for it.
Right now, we're top five in home improvement on iTunes. So thank you guys very much. And you know what you should do?
Join us next week
for another edition of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first aid on a city street. You might be
kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree.